So we bless the candles because it's the Feast of the Presentation of the Lord, where Christ is named as the light of the world. And he calls us to be light as well. And we bless the candles up here that will be, some are the altar candles, sanctuary candles, but also the candles that will be used for the blessing of throats of St. Blaise, which is tomorrow. Tomorrow's the Feast of St. Blaise. So we'll just do a general blessing of throats at the end of Mass today. But if you want to get the real thing, you got to come back tomorrow. All right? This feast is a beautiful little biblical feast. The Gospel makes reference in the Gospel of Luke to three different Jewish rituals. There's the circumcision and naming of Jesus on the eighth day after his birth. And then today we hear about the purification of Mary on the 40th day after giving birth. And this had nothing to do with Mary being sinful, but rather any Jew who lost blood was considered ritually unclean and needed to go through a purification ceremony. And so that's what Mary is doing in our reading today. And then the third ceremony is the presentation of the firstborn male in the temple as belonging to God. Right? It goes back to the 10th plague before they came out of Egypt, when God went through and took every firstborn male of animal and of human of the Egyptians. And the Jews, the Israelites, were spared that because they sacrificed a lamb in order to keep their firstborn. And so continuing in that covenant, every time a firstborn is born, they go to the temple and they present him to the Lord, and then they redeem him back. That redemption by the parents, they would pay a temple tax in order to bring their firstborn home and keep him. It's kind of interesting. The Gospel, at least implicitly, doesn't mention Mary and Joseph paying that redemption price. The implication is that Jesus always belongs to the Lord. So this is the first time that Jesus, the incarnate Son, has come to the temple, to his temple. The glory of the Lord had left the temple shortly before it was destroyed by the Babylonians back in the 6th century BC. And when it was rebuilt some 70 years later, that glory had never returned until today's gospel. That's what our first reading from the prophet Malachi is saying. Suddenly there will come to the temple the Lord whom you seek. And Simeon and Anna are paired as representatives of all Israel awaiting their Lord. Simeon may have been a native of Jerusalem, maybe from the tribe of Judah or Levi. And Anna is said to be from the tribe of Asher, one of the 10 northern tribes. So they together, they represent the northern and southern kingdoms, once divided, now destined to be united in the long-awaited Messiah. So imagine coming to church here at Newman week after week or day after day, and each time, at some point, you look around, searching. Where is God? Where is God, whom I seek every time I come here? That's the most beautiful thing about Simeon, in my opinion. Yes, he was privileged to receive this promise from God that he would not die until he sees the Messiah. And each of us could long to receive a promise from God. And, you know, spoiler alert, we have. But Simeon watched for the fulfillment of that promise daily. And he never gave up hope. So we can only imagine his joy as he stands there in the temple, looking about for the Lord, when suddenly, there he is. can only imagine the goosebumps he must have felt. That's one of the reasons why the church gives us Simeon's canticle to pray every night during compline or night prayer before we go to sleep. Because we too are charged to watch every day for his coming, for his presence. Simeon prayed, now you dismiss your servant in peace, according to your word, O Master. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you prepared in the sight of all the peoples, a light for revelation to the nations, and for glory to your people Israel. In that canticle, Simeon sees his death as a dismissal, a sending forth from this world in peace. He understands himself as a servant to the Master, who at long last sets him free to go in peace. And Simeon explains for us what has been fulfilled. His eyes have seen God's salvation. Salvation. Our salvation is not so much a victory as it is a person and a relationship with that person. Simeon actually holds that salvation incarnate in his arms. And he describes this salvation, again, not as a military or political victory. He describes him as light. He's holding this 40-day-old baby in his arms, whom he has just called God's salvation. And now he calls him light. And he's light in two ways. He says he's light for revelation and light for glory. What kind of light do you need in your life? Do you need the divine light of the Christ child so that you can understand God's will in your life more clearly? Revelation? Do you need the divine light of the Christ child to bring you glory? Glory to triumph over whatever darkness might be in your life, or to triumph over despair, over shame, over fear, whatever struggles you have, right? He comes to reveal the Father's will for us, and he comes to free us from any of the slaveries of this fallen world. That's exactly what our second reading from the letter to the Hebrews says. He came to free those who through fear of death have been subject to slavery all their life. On this feast of the presentation of the Lord, we celebrate the return of the divine light to our world and to our church, and more specifically, through baptism to our individual souls. This is a beautiful and a mighty mystery. And yet the church has it celebrated ever so simply by lighting a candle. Candles are wonderful, by the way. They're a perfect sacrifice, burning themselves up in a complete gift that yields both warmth and light. A beautiful self-offering that mirrors the self-offering of Christ, our divine light. So because of this feast, because of the divine light that has come to you and me, we must now be light to others. Light that reveals, and light that leads, not just anywhere, but light that leads to the one who is salvation itself, to the one who is victory over death and darkness and despair. So here's the homework for the week. Can you guess it? Light a candle in honor of the light for revelation and for glory. Light a candle at home or at church or somewhere. And secondly, pray the canticle of Simeon each night this week. It's in the Gospel of Luke chapter 2, or if you have the Liturgy of the Hours app, it's in night prayer. Pray that the Lord set you free from whatever slaveries still binds you.